I want you to imagine something now. I want you to imagine a day in the life of somebody who lives inside a care home. Now, there are lots and lots of different things that can happen within a care home, and every single one is different. But generally speaking, you are probably imagining a fair amount of sitting down. Maybe a circle of chairs, people having a little chat, having a little visit from family and friends, maybe a bit of television, a bit of a game of dominoes. But we want to change that. We want to bring it to life. We want to fill it with energy. And I have somebody here who wants to do exactly that. I would like to introduce Jo Waite from Harrogate Diabetes. Hello, Jo.
Hi there.
So you want to bring a bit of energy to some care homes and the daily life of them across the Harrogate district. What is Harrogate Diabetes Fitness? How can you explain what you do at the moment?
Right, well, I'm personally a personal trainer, and I've been diabetic for nearly 25 years. So I set up Harrogate Diabetes Fitness specifically to help those with diabetes. But I also work for a company called Home Instead.
Oh, yes. Right. They're on the Health and Wellbeing Show as
well. That's right. Fantastic company in Harrogate. So I've worked also with the elderly just recently, and I've realised that maybe the two could come together, and there's a bit of a gap in the market for the elderly and some exercise.
I know we mentioned beforehand a programme that was on Channel 4 recently.
That's right.
What was it called? Life of
4-year-olds in a nursing home. Or...
That's it. It was something like that, and it was a group of people who had been in a care home, and they brought in a load of 4-year-old children.
Yeah, that's right.
And the change was phenomenal. Yeah. If people haven't watched this, it's probably one of my top recommends ever.
Yes.
Is watch this.
Yeah.
And you wanted to sort of develop that a bit more and bring a bit of life to these care homes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I watched that as well. It was brilliant. And it was amazing to see the energy from these 4-year-olds and the people in the nursing home that instead of just maybe being sat down watching telly, they got up, they played with them, they got them doing a bit of exercise, and the mood was unbelievable. It completely changed them. This is kind of where we want to go with exercise in nursing homes. We'd like to bring energy. So maybe once or twice a week, we could get a group together. We could do a bit of exercise, a bit of music, a bit of fun. Those that are able to get up and do a bit of exercise, others maybe can hold on to their chair and do some armchair fitness.
So it's very tailored to what people can do. Because I guess one of the limitations is that physically, the body gets old, the body can't do what it used to do. It's going to happen to every single one of us.
Yeah.
And you have to just work with that.
Yeah.
But a bit of movement and a bit of practice and, you know, doing it, that's going to have health benefits,
It is. There is so many benefits to exercise. But they also say that there's over 50% of the elderly in nursing homes that have depression. Mm. So if you can imagine taking somebody in there with a bit of spirit, bit of exercise, getting them going, it releases all those endorphins that we talk about, the happy endorphins.
They are good,
yes,
aren't they?
And a bit of exercise, feel good, and the mood's better. And the benefits to their health, I mean, the benefits outweigh the risks massively with what it can do for them, especially people with heart disease, heart problems, circulation problems, and diabetes as well, because it helps them to control the blood sugars.
So what are you calling this then? What is the company that people can get in touch with if they want to find out?
Well, you can find out some more information on our website, which is harrogatediabetesfitness.co.uk, and we're focusing on senior fitness. So we want to get as many people as we can involved. If it's a relative, or maybe it's just a relative that live at home but they're on their own, we can go to them. Or if staff at a residential home want to organise for a group to get together, I can come and have a chat with them, tell them what it's all about, and organise a time when they can all have a bit of exercise.
So what would happen in a senior fitness class then? Imagine you've got a room of, let's say, 10, 15 different people. Some people are in wheelchairs, maybe only got a little bit of mobility. Some people, you know that they can do a heck of a lot of dancing when you put the right song on. What would happen in that environment?
Well, I will try not push them too much, but I will try to push them to what they can do. Obviously, after running a boot camp, I won't take no for an answer. But yeah, it'll be light exercise. We'll do stretches. We'll do some light exercise with the legs. If they can stand up, that's fantastic. Or they can do it from the chair. Or anything. If they can't do everything that we do, they can just do light bits. Or even if they really are struggling, they can just be involved by being there, watching the atmosphere, having a laugh at me.
Yeah. What about music? What music are you going to put on?
We were thinking of basing the playlist towards their era. So a bit more.
So it's not going to be David Guetta and Pumping Bass. It's going to be something that they would recognise and possibly sing along to.
That's right. Something that they, all the things from their era that they used to dance to. Bring it all back, bit of exercise, make it more fun for them. Brings back memories, doesn't it, as well?
Absolutely.
Good memories.
I actually, before I was in radio, I worked in care for 5 or 6 years. And no matter, there are some brilliant, brilliant care homes across the area, but bringing more of that is never going to do harm. Bringing more fun and activity and classes, and even if there's going to be somebody who maybe rolls their eyes and thinks, here she is, Jo Waite's coming again, she wants us to do a bit of fitness. Yeah. It's still good to watch and enjoy, and you're going to feel better afterwards, aren't
you? Yeah, it is. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's all going to be with fun. It's not going to be a miserable exercise session. It will be fun. I mean, I have clients now with Home Instead that know that I used to run a boot camp, and as soon as they see me coming, it's, oh no, it's not boot camp. Come on, let's get up. We want to create an atmosphere in Harrogate that people know that Harrogate will help our senior citizens, get them out doing a bit of exercise, and we'll be around Harrogate doing a conga.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Give the news team a call, won't you? If there's a conga of OAPs around the Cenotaph in Harrogate, we want to know about that.
We should definitely do that, as long as you get involved as well, Beth.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Am I allowed?
Front. Yeah.
Am I allowed?
You can be at the front with me, encouraging everybody.
Okay. So if there are people out there, whether it's the people themselves, whether it's relatives, whether it's care staff, whether it's somebody who runs a care home in the Harrogate district.
That's right.
How can they get in touch with you, Jo, and find out a bit more?
Right, well, we have the website, so it's harrogatediabetesfitness.co.uk. If you go onto the website, you'll find out all the information of how to contact us and a little bit of information about what we do. And get in touch. Be the first out there to put yourselves on the map with Harrogate Fitness, that your residential care home offers this to residents, and they can enjoy getting exercise, fitness, be happy, have fun.
Jo, thank you very much. And of course, if people want more details, I'll put lots of contact information and links at strayfm.com/help.